can't always get what you want.
72789. We have several callers. I want to squeeze you all in this segment, so see if you can boil it down. Slammer of Madison, we're going back to Slammer of Madison. And to finish up his comments, and then I'll comment and go on to the next in order. So, Slammer, if you could finish up your comments, and I'd like to comment on them.
Yeah, Matt, I guess I want to let you know that we do appreciate what you do with your radio programming. Very educational, always on point, bringing attention to these issues and allowing other people to bring those arguments forward, like DJ. But, you know, I kind of look at this and I go, I wish you would have won the governorship, because you do strategize extremely well and you put a lot of thought into things. I really respect that. Man, I wish you were running for lieutenant governor, because obviously, you know, with Tony on the ticket, the party's not going to separate him. So, but anyway, go ahead. Please make your comments. I'll hang up and listen to your comments offline. Thanks.
I really appreciate this, Slammer. Thank you very, very much. Next up is Jack in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's on your mind?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country. Quick comment on this guy from Stilton. The guy sounds like a lunatic. I mean, where is he getting his information from? Off the shithouse wall? I can't believe it. I mean, he says stuff like that this Ronnie Jagoff is going to win a third term. He is going to get booted out of office. So that was my main comment. Matt, you have a good day. And if you want to comment, fine. If you don't, that's okay, too. But
thank you, Jack. Thank you very much for your comments. Yeah, and I would simply say this. Johnson, this is probably the most important Senate race in the country. And I don't say that lightly just because it's Wisconsin. He is the only senator up for re-election as a Republican incumbent in a state that Biden won. And so she should be beatable. We have some very good candidates who are slugging it out. But he is a guy, remember something, who when he was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security for the U.S. Senate, said that he didn't trust the FBI and the CIA. And they reported to him. He tried to demoralize them. But the truth is, there's so many things he's done. He simply sticks with Trump no matter what. And he's pro-Russian. We don't want a Rusky sympathizer in there. He went to Moscow on the 4th of July in 2018 for meetings, and he's never divulged who he met with and what was said. No transcripts, there's nothing. Nothing. And so this guy is a problem. This guy's a real problem. And if you're out there and if you're a Republican or independent and you don't like this and don't like that, do not put a Russian sympathizer back in the Senate. The Ruskies have penetrated our Senate. They've penetrated the Republican Party. They own Trump. Trump is on the take from the Russians. Kevin McCarthy, in what he thought was an off-the-record comment to his caucus a few years ago, said that he thought that two people were being paid by Russia, Donald Trump and a guy named Rohrabacher out of California, a congressman, and then that guy got beaten. He was right. Trump is being paid by the Russians. I'm talking about money. They have funded him for more than 20 years. He is on the take. And to have somebody like Johnson stand up for that is just plain wrong. Thanks for calling, Jack. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good morning, Matt. I'm going to add to what Slammer and then said. First of all, thanks for getting up every morning and doing your show. It has a great impact on politics in the state. Just look at your callers. You have callers from Eau Claire. You have callers from Madison, the area I live in. You have callers from Sauk City, McConaughey, now from Milwaukee. All over southern Wisconsin, and you can reach up north. So this is a big deal. It really is. And for me, I know people care about Wisconsin politics. You're not just like the only one out here. Your station gives me a lot of hope that we can win the Senate back and the Attorney General and the governorship. So this is a big, big deal for me. And I appreciate the people that put this whole radio, put together this whole radio thing here, because you're going up against corporate America that own most of the other right-wing talk radio. So, man, I can't say enough good things. I've learned so much from your show. So I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want you to get too carried away here with all my compliments. But, hey, you are a big deal. This station's a big deal. And I just so, so appreciate it. And hearing from callers all over the state, again, I have hope that we can bring Wisconsin back. And thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Paul. That really means a lot to me. You've been a very great caller for a long time, for years, and I appreciate that very much. For the remainder of this hour, I'd like to get to something that had happened in the gubernatorial race here in the state, which is very, very important, because the Republicans now have four people who are, at least, I mean, they'll have more than that, but they have Michaels, Clayfish, Nicholson, and Ramthan, and probably a few more. Rebecca Clayfish, who is the front runner with 32% in the primary, is now saying, she gave a statement the other day. She said, without any evidence, she said, the 2020 election in Wisconsin was rigged, and it's just like Deflategate. Now, I don't know if you remember Deflategate, but Tom Brady, he's a great quarterback. I mean, he won 7 Super Bowls. But in one of the games, they deliberately deflated the football a little bit. You know, look, I played some football in high school, in grade school and high school. It's never clear to me why that would help anybody or why it would only help one team and not the other. But anyway, the guy wanted it deflated. So they deflated it, and he got his wrist slapped, and so did his coach. They called it Deflategate. Well, it's kind of a weak analogy to a rigged election. So somebody says to her, they go, all right, Ms. Clayfish, how is it rigged? She said, well, they permitted drop boxes. Well, yeah, that's Wisconsin law. That's upheld by even the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and it is a custom in many other states. Yeah, okay. And they're secure frequently in police stations, municipal buildings, or libraries, frequently inside, and their cameras on them. And then she said also they mailed absentee ballots in old age homes and didn't go in and give them to them personally. And they go, well, it was COVID. They wouldn't even let wives go in and visit their husbands, right? They wouldn't let grandparents see their new infants. You had to kiss them through the window, that kind of thing. So if they hadn't mailed them, they wouldn't have gotten to vote. That's real fraud. So, and that was her explanation. She's trying to pander to the Republican Trump base. And one of the things that concerns me is initially I thought that Michaels would, you know, somehow be moderate, but he came out the other day and he said that he would have signed all of the election bills that Evers vetoed. That's a real concern, because Michaels' only path to being a credible candidate is to hit back, sort of like Paul Ryan, and hit back against the Trump people and say, look, I'm a Republican, I'm conservative, blah, 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 but I want our democracy. If he's not willing to say that, is giving the impression that he is wobbly in our democracy, then he's no different from Rebecca Clayfish. No different from Rebecca Clayfish. So stand by. We'll see how this develops. This has been a great show. A lot of good callers. A lot of good callers. I'll tell you what, the Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. And look forward to the callers. Some people say, you know, can I call in several times and all that? I'd like to say yes, but we have so many callers, I do not want to cut other people off. So Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.